This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Welcome to another episode of Blood Curdling Tales of Terror, the horror show here at Hyper RPG. I'm really excited for you to be joining us on this one. Actually, it's a comedy horror show. It was originally just meant to be straight horror, and then...
No!
Something happened.
We refuse!
Stuff, giant babies.
Stuff fell apart real quickly, but I'm happy about it. We're actually having discussions of making a giant replacement baby t-shirt. So yes, you can buy on Amazon. Yes. So whether or not that actually has art on it or just says the words giant replacement baby.
I am still unclear as to what a giant replacement baby is.
I don't know. Someone reminded me.
Thank
you so much for the Discord. If you want to talk about the show, we do have a channel for it in the Discord. Someone did remind me. Giant replacement baby came from the second episode of season 2, where Kaina, as a babysitter, lost the baby. So someone paid for a replacement baby. That was a 7-foot tall monster.
Yeah. A tall baby monsters, really.
Yeah, my God. And he has not missed the show since. So we are talking about, making a giant replacement baby t-shirt with a hashtag BCT on the back. So that would be fantastic if we are able to do so. But guys, I'm really excited about today's show. We got a great cast, and we have some great incentives and initiatives for everyone to play with, you, the chat room, to throw some stuff our way. So, and also real quick, I'm going to say, for those of you who did not see on Twitter, we are essentially going to try and do a quiet place. We're calling this one a shh place, because that was the best thing I could come up with at the top of my head, waking up later than I wanted to during the day. But saying that, if you haven't seen the movie, don't worry, we're not going to spoil anything. As long as you know, what you know about A Quiet Place is there's monsters and you got to be quiet. Great.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen here. We're not going to spoil anything else.
And also be married to Emily Blunt.
Yes.
Sounds great.
It's true. And someone has already, I'm not sure who did it, but Matt has already informed me. We do have one character that has already been paid for, so thank you so much, which is
great.
Charlie Chaplin.
Good choice.
Good choice. Yeah. Whether or not that ends up being the tramp or the actor Charlie Chaplin, we'll figure out what the story calls for. But before we get to all that, we have an amazing intro for this show. And so let's get to that while I crack open the soda that you then don't have to hear over the microphone. So Naeem, sir, whenever you are ready, play that fantastic intro. As it blows up.
In its impact, that it becomes deeply embedded in the mind.
Suggested for mature audiences. Parental discretion advised.
Shh place. Very excited for this one. So real quick, here's some ways that you can interact with the show and some crazy madness that you can throw our way. Or if you want to try and keep it serious, throw some serious stuff at us. But either way, have fun with it. So. For $25, hashtag person in the woods, you can summon a custom-made character, which someone has already done, with Charlie Chaplin. So if you want to throw some people in there who got to throw off the quietness, you could do so. $25, hashtag person. For hashtag weapon, you send in a custom weapon. Real quick, guys, especially Matt, I'm already seeing on this. Is this from the other show? I'm seeing four purchased already for weapons. Has people already purchased weapons for this? Or is that a mistake? Not a mistake, but maybe it's from the last show.
From the last show.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm so excited.
Just making sure I'm like man, these
guys
are
ready for us to fight.
They're already starting with weapons.
Yeah, we do need weapons.
Yeah. So a hashtag person, $50 hashtag weapon, you can create a custom weapon. And again, if you want to keep it to the universe of A Quiet Place where it's like pieces of wood, sticks, very quiet, or if you want to make a ray gun, go for it, make a ray gun. For hashtag $75, weather, if you want to affect the weather for our survivors.
Oh my God.
Which obviously something like rain and wind There might be some vibrations hitting people walking around in the woods that the creatures might hear, so weather can definitely have an effect. And for hashtag scream, the NPC will scream.
Oh, no!
Bringing about the creatures.
No!
And we also have the fun goal, too, of if we hit $250, every time we hit $250, a major event will be happening to our players.
Oh.
One of them could go into labor. One of them could just get a gash on the face that they start screaming. Something will happen at every $250, and I'm coming up with some ideas as we speak. So those are our initiatives. And also, I want to say, similarly to last night's Avenger RPG, if you only have a couple dollars, but you want to, like, if you only have, like, $5, you could throw that in there and try and say, hey, I'm trying to create this character. Our community's great, and they will... add that up to get to the character, so don't feel like, oh, I have to drop $25 or $50 or whatever. $1 helps, and you can push that towards something. Ooh.
I hope someone that shouts pink battle warrior doesn't make a scene tonight. Chloe Ashford, hashtag person.
So Chloe from Power Rangers Hyper Force will be making an appearance at some point in the game, and we shall see how that goes. But let us begin place. It's day 234 after the invasion. The aliens have landed. Military, government, nothing seems to be able to stop them. Their weakness, nobody knows for sure. They're blind, and they seem to have armor over their flesh. The one thing we do know is that they can hear. In fact, the hearing is so acute that the smallest sound could bring them. The only safety is occasionally being near louder sounds that are repetitive that the creatures will not come to. As we open our story, we come across our first survivor, Bartholomew Buzz Bartos, Iraq veteran. He's a pacifist now. He worked as a school bus driver when the world was normal, but now he's seen some things, and no longer is he a school bus driver. The town we're in right now is more of a small college town, less of the farm you might have seen earlier. This is more of a small college town. Their woods are in the distance. There's some areas you can go to, but it's one of these, like, secluded Midwest college towns. Bart, where are you?
I'm just in my house, just reminiscing.
What are you thinking about?
Thinking about just the good times driving those kids. That was my life, just driving kids to and from school. It's all gone now.
As we cut across town, also sitting in her home, thinking about what life once was, her parents gone, is Syl Aston.
Good job, I have my ninja stars and my samurai sword still. Anime's taught me all of my fighting skills, and if they come in here, oh boy, they'll be sorry, that's right. I'm brave.
Her neighbor, who has had to deal with hearing anime in the middle of the night, back when the world was normal, is Samantha Henson. One moment.
Hashtag person master of the art of mime, Marcel Marceau enters the room as his beloved stage persona, Bib the Clown. Surely he knows how to defeat the aliens, if only he cannot speak.
Marcel, the famous mime, will now be a character entering this story at some point. I love that some of the characters are where we have Charlie Chaplin and Marcel. I love this. If people want to keep throwing in, like, old pop culture people, by all means, yeah, please.
Yeah.
You don't need to keep it to characters that have appeared on other shows.
Yes.
But you can if you want to. Sitting in her room, once a mother, mother no longer, Samantha Henson. Samantha, where are you in your home?
I'm in the living room, looking out the front window. I have a very careful method of collecting things every day and coming back to the house and just watching who's out there.
What are some of the things you've collected? What do you, like, what was your most recent expedition? What did you get?
Guns.
Bullets or just guns? Were you able to?
Both. Different trips.
Very good. And as we said, this is a small college town. So as we enter the college, Preston University, we see walking through some of the classrooms, quietly, of course, is Dr. Anna Leonard. Anna, why are you here? Why are you in this college town? What are you looking for?
Well, I came from another college town. I had previously spent some time in Rochester, New York. My husband was working at the Rochester Institute of Technology. I had a small private pediatrics practice. That's where I was when the attack went down, and so I'm just kind of making my way across the country at this point, trying to send people back in the direction of the Institute, because they have the School for the Deaf there, and we've got a good barricade set up there, a stronghold.
It's around 11:55, which is a concern, because at noon, in the college, there's an automated alarm system, like basically implying that it's noon. That so far, no one's been able to find the system, how to shut it off. It's 5 minutes till that time, which usually means the creatures will come out from wherever they're sleeping. Going over to Bart. Bart, have you seen anyone die?
I have, yeah. I mean, back in the war in Iraq, I mean, I don't talk about it, but there were some rough times. Not all my friends came home.
Well, as a former military man, what now do you do in this time?
Not much. Just try to keep to myself. If anybody needs help, I try to help out, but you know, I'm not looking for a fight. Just trying to stay alive.
2 minutes till noon. Samantha, you walk into your child's room. What are you looking at?
His drawings. He loved to draw. Drew pictures of his friends. Drew pictures of us trying to get away, and he drew pictures of the monsters.
What was the thing he was doing before he was taken?
We were getting some things from the store. He was very good at being quiet. He's a very smart kid. Another person made a noise, and a creature showed up, and he screamed.
And that's the last thing you saw?
No, I saw him taken.
Oh, boy. Suddenly, noon. Bong! 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 And you start to hear, out among your homes, as the creatures start making their way towards the college. Now, the upside of this is you know that's where they're going. So this is also an opportunity to go out and gather supplies if you need them, because now you know where they all are. They're making their way towards the alarm system at the school. So, Syl, would you like to try and go out and get any supplies? Is there anything you need?
Well, I guess I gotta go out, go grocery shopping, get some more Pop-Tarts and Twinkies. I've run out.
So the grocery store is about two blocks down.
Okay.
All right, so you're gonna make your way out.
Yes, but I'm gonna put my samurai sword on my hip and my ninja stars in my pocket and my slingshot in my front pocket and all of my dice.
Great.
Okay.
So you open the front door, and as soon as you do, a creature walks right past your house.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It stops the minute you start talking. As you see its armor open up and its little ear hole turn.
I take out my slingshot and I put a six-sided die in it and I flick it across the street.
Roll a d20 to see how successful that shot is.
It's a 15.
Seven. All right. Where does it land?
It lands... three houses down on, and there's a statue in the front yard, and I just chipped its nose right off.
It hits the statue. The creature turns and runs towards the statue, wrapping itself around the statue.
I'm going to close the front door, go out the back door, and I'm going to look out the window this
Roll
time
first. Roll a d20 to see how quiet your clothes is.
Well, I just oiled it recently. That's an 11.
15.
Oh!
So you have turned the handle, you closed it. And it doesn't squeak, but you let go of the handle and it clink, and the creature stops on the statue and turns.
Well, I'm gonna take.
So I will say,
oh, no.
Samantha, you are her neighbor. You're hearing these sudden sounds out in the front yard. You peek through your window and you see this creature on the statue.
Mm-hmm.
And you also are aware that the neighbor girl is probably the only surviving neighbor.
I'm going to take a, I have one of my son's old toys, one of those things that just makes constant sounds, like a car that just plays, goes beep and then plays a song on repeat constantly.
Great.
And I'm just gonna hurl that as hard as I can across the street.
Great. Roll a d20.
Two.
So you open the front door, and you touch the button. It doesn't make any sounds, mm-hmm. So the battery has died. But you are able to throw it.
Okay.
And when you throw it, it lands in some grass, so it makes almost no sound. No. It's barely audible.
No.
But you do see the creatures now heading towards your neighbor's home.
Okay. So I grab a vase I have in the kitchen.
Great.
And then I'm gonna hurl that as hard as I can in the same direction.
Great. Roll a d20.
I gave you that for Christmas.
Well, I kept it for a while. It's a 15.
Six. Great. Where do you throw it? Where does it land?
It lands inside another house on the other side of the street.
Like, so the front door is like abandoned house.
Yeah, it breaks the window and goes inside.
So the creature stops going towards Syl's house, turns around, and just launches itself through the window into the hopefully empty home.
It's empty, I know.
Four. Walking out of the home screaming is Chloe the Pink Ranger going, no, I was just gonna heat up some burritos! This is my group! Help! Help! Eleven! She's looking out for any help. But do you see this? Do you want to help Chloe the Pink Ranger?
Oh, no.
Well, I for one know where I'm getting my food from when she's dead.
So that's a no. So the creature's ignoring your house. We will cut back to this in a moment. Bart, this is about like two blocks away, but because it's so quiet, you could hear anything. So you're now hearing these glass breaks, these monster sounds.
Sounds like someone might be in trouble. I should go check it out.
All right. Check it out?
Yeah.
Great. She might still be saved, everybody. Thank you.
Chat's freaking out.
Yeah, they really are. So you go to the front door.
Okay.
You open it, and there's no creatures. It's just kind of, but it's not quite the silence. You are hearing, it's pretty much like two blocks down from the left.
All right. I'm going to head down there.
You're going to head down there?
Yeah. Great.
So you start making your way down. You don't have to worry too much about being stealthy because these creatures are blind. It's more about
quiet.
Yeah. So you can kind of be out in the open. What are you seeing as you're passing by?
Just a lot of empty houses, just empty windows. Just looks really sad and depressing.
Is this, now that it's been more than 100 days, have you gone into any of these homes? Have you tried to see if there's any supplies? Like, these are your neighbors, but back to the matter is...
Yeah, I mean, I know which ones are... Which ones are no longer inhabited, and when you need things, you gotta get them where you can.
Great. So you turn on the block and you see Chloe the Pink Ranger with a creature running towards it. Syl has decided to do nothing except see that she can get food. What do you want to try and do, Samantha? Do you want to try and do anything, or is this the lay of the land? Oop, one moment.
Hashtag person here to save the day with less noisy weapons. Sam and Dean Winchester. Don't you cry no more.
The Winchester brothers from Supernatural. I guess we're making an appearance. Let me see real quick. It'll pop up when it pops up. It's either both of them or one of them. But the Winchester brothers. So going back to you. So what do you want to try? Do you want to try and do anything? You were the one who threw that vase into the window. Or are you going to be like... Well, it is what it is.
Okay, no, she's a person who's just making burritos. I'm gonna, I have another one of my son's toys that makes noises.
It's, great.
It's a plane, and I'm gonna try and throw it into another house that like has like it's like demolished. So
great.
So I'm just gonna throw the plane towards that.
Okay, roll a d20.
A 9.
3. So you push it, it starts going whoop whoop whoop. Roll a d20 to see how good the throw is.
Oh no.
7.
I also got a 7,
oh,
so roll again.
11.
1. So where do you throw it? Where do you throw it?
At the abandoned building.
And it's just the smoothest throw. It goes right in. The creature lets go of Chloe and starts running towards the abandoned, trying to find the plane, scratching and crawling, just going crazy. You now see you saw the neighbor girl close the door. Chloe's like, not dead, but she's definitely hurt. Like, oh God. But she's trying to be quiet as best she can. Mm-hmm. It's a real mess. You've turned the corner, so you've just seen this like noisy plane, toy plane go into some rubble. The creature runs towards it.
All right, I'm gonna go for the girl on the ground. I gotta help her out.
Okay, roll a d20.
Ooh. 19.
Great. You run over, grab her, you put your arms around her, pick her up. 1.
Oh!
And she goes, ah! You
grab her. Oh, no!
Which stops the creature in the rubble, who then lifts his head, opens its mouth, and its little ear thing goes, turns. And it's like, and do you want to try and like put your hand over her mouth or try and run her out of there?
I'm going to stay as still as possible and try to, through eye contact, gently put my hand on her.
Great. So you're seeing this as well. Mm-hmm. You've seen this guy come out. You might have seen him. You live in the same town. You might have seen him. Actually, he's a school bus driver. You know him to be the school bus driver of your son's school bus. You might not have seen him since the fall, mm-hmm. The invasion. But you recognize him, and you see him picking the girl up. Syl, mm-hmm. You're in your home. So while all this is happening, real quick, I'm going to come back to the college. Mm-hmm. So you hear the alarm.
Right. Am I near it?
You're not near, you know it's like from like kind of a clock tower-y kind of thing.
Okay. Do I see any of the creatures?
Roll a d20.
Okay. 11.
Hey Cam, have you seen the guest? Dan Stevens hashtag person David was pretty quiet and smoldering in that.
I have seen the guest. That's fantastic. If you haven't seen it, see it. I got an 11. Do you want to see the creatures?
No.
No. Okay, great. Great. So then,
do you want to die?
Where are you right now in the like? Are you in a classroom? Or are you
I'd be in one of the classrooms. I'm like specifically like looking around to see if there's any students that have like hunkered down in a classroom. If they've made some kind of stronghold for themselves. If there's any sort of organization.
Great. So you're in the classroom.
Yep.
I'm going to put you in the second story.
Okay.
So you can start. You start hearing the rustling, like bushes and stuff. So the college is going to be near a more woodsy area.
Okay.
And you start hearing like bushes and crackling of wood and stuff like that as these creatures are coming out from the woods into where the clock tower of the alarm would be.
Okay. I want to move away from the direction of the clock tower sound. I'm specifically looking for like a music room, like a music classroom. You know what I mean? Like like a place where they would have like band
orchestra, sure.
Exactly.
Roll a d20.
Okay. 16.
16. You know where it is. You know exactly. You know this.
Because I've been in there already.
Yeah, you've been in there.
Anything.
You know the layout.
Okay.
Roll again.
Okay. 15.
And it's nearby.
Okay.
It's close. This is a pretty big school, but it's nearby.
Right.
You're not too far from it.
Okay.
So you can start heading that way.
Yeah. I want to head that way. My goal is to find some sort of sound system in there.
It's time to party, and hashtag person and Rebecca wants to party hard.
So, Andrew WK, I guess, is going to be making an appearance.
Andrew,
what up? Yeah, my God. So you start making your way to the music room.
Yes.
I'm going to say it's one building and one story down.
Oh, okay, so it's downstairs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to head that way.
So you start making your way down there.
Yes.
Cutting back to the whole thing. So you're holding up Chloe. Yeah. You're seeing this in front of you. The creature has stood up and stopped because when you picked up Chloe, she was like, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and you're in your house now.
Yeah.
You know the creature's out there and all this other stuff. So what do you want to do with the house open? And you've already thrown one plane.
Yeah. I have an emergency thing of firecrackers that I try not to use. So my plan is to throw one firecracker in the opposite direction, go towards them, and then basically help him pick her up and then muffle her by shoving a sock into her mouth.
So I'm going to have you roll, two rolls. One roll for the firecracker.
Okay.
And like how well you throw it. Second roll for... how well you're able to cover her mouth with a sock.
Please say it was the sock you were already wearing.
Not today.
Oh.
Great.
So where do you throw it? How far do you throw it?
I throw it like clear down the block. I've got some experience throwing these firecrackers.
Great. The creature grunts.
Okay.
Yes. Full bore, arms out, runs towards this loud explosion. Roll again to see how successful you are picking up, helping out Bart and picking up Chloe.
14 again.
7. So, you make your way over there, bring her up, and she's like, ah! You shove the sock in her mouth, and you guys go into your home. Silently close the door. So now the three of you are, where do you want to take her?
The basement.
Cool.
I have a small basement.
So you guys start making your way down to the basement, going back over to Syl. So where are you in your home?
Well, I'm sneaking out the back door. I'm going to get my groceries.
Great.
Without getting eaten.
So you go out, you start making your way. Sorry. Naeem just seemed to bash his knee.
Oh, no. He got the funny bone in his knee.
Yeah, you can take 5 if you want. You don't need to.
Take the other knee.
I'm like, oh my God.
He'd do okay in this A Quiet Place.
Yeah, he didn't make any noise.
No joke. I know, it's all off camera. Sorry,
but
I'm just like, I just look over and he's like on the ground. I'm like, is it cruel for me to ignore this? It goes, so much go on. So you're going out the back door.
Yes, which is definitely oiled and silent.
Great. So you make your way towards the back door, you go out, and do you want to try? You're going to go right to the grocery store?
I'm going to go around the front. I'm actually going to take the same street I would have taken if had I gone out the front door, but I thought I'd sneak around the back and be hidden.
Great. So you start making your way down the street. Roll a d20.
Oh, dear. That's a 19.
13. Great. Where she threw the firecrackers, the opposite direction of the store.
Wonderful, great. I'll just go put my hood up and go over there then.
Make your way to the store. Cutting back to the college.
Yes.
You're making your way down the stairs.
Yes.
And there's a little bit of like an outward hallway between the building you need to get into and the building you're currently in.
Okay.
Roll a d20.
Okay. 19.
Ooh.
5. man, the dice are not with me today, everybody. So you are able to make a pretty quick dash across.
Okay.
Without worrying about any
good
creatures.
I just run super fast.
While running across, you see a fit gentleman quietly brooding named Davids. He's from the guest. Wearing a very tight shirt that shows off all the abs, backpack in hand. Looks like he's like seemingly not been touched. Everyone else you would come across look like they probably hadn't bathed in a while.
Sure.
They can't have running water and all this other stuff. Here's this guy who's just like perfect.
I try to like quietly get his attention. Is he looking my way?
He's like looking outwards towards the woods.
Just looking outwards?
Yeah. Surveying the situation.
Okay. Like, I want to take, I have gear on me because I've been traveling across the country. So I have a bunch of egg timers and stuff in case I need to create, you know, emergency distractions. But I also have like a flashlight.
Great.
So I want to try flicking the flashlight in his direction to see if like the flickering light catches his attention.
Great. Roll a d20.
16.
Suck it.
One. So you turn the flashlight on, he turns around, and the light just hits his beautiful blue eyes perfectly, creating this wonderful gleam.
And I motion, of course, to be quiet.
He nods, starts making his way towards you, backpack in hand.
Okay.
To the grocery store. Syl, you make your way to the grocery store. Now, this obviously the doors are no longer opening on their own. You're going to have to put your hands in and pull them open.
Very slowly.
Yes, very slowly. When you pull the doors open, you see inside is a man in a little bowler hat, minding that he's eating. So you see a little man in a bowler hat with potatoes, and forks and potatoes, making a little dance thing.
Eat the potatoes.
Roll a
d20. 3. 20. Oh, no. Uh-oh.
He looks at you and goes, and then keeps making him do a little dance.
Okay, I'm going to go over to the Twinkies then.
Oh. He starts following you.
No, stop that.
With his cane.
Stop.
Roll a d20.
10.
14. He goes,
Inspector Gadget, with his TV series voice, wants to help out. Hashtag person.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Inspector Gadget will make an appearance, I guess, at some point. So he's not leaving you alone.
I'm going to go up to him and take his potatoes.
All right, roll a d20.
5.
15.
Then I'm gonna take his forks.
You try and grab his potatoes, and it's this kind of tug of war for a while. And you are able to. You're gonna try and take the forks too.
If you can't give, you won't give me the potatoes. I'll take the forks.
All right. Roll a d20.
2.
10. The potatoes come out. Oh. And now he's done struggling, so he tries to stab you with the forks.
Oh,
well, luckily I have my samurai sword. Shing.
Well, roll to see if you avoid the fork stabbing.
9.
7. You are able to avoid the fork stabbing.
Anime. Dodge.
So you pull out an anime.
I bring out my samurai sword, and I deflect his forks in the perfect way that does not cause vibration on my sword because I've studied.
Okay.
Lots of anime.
Great. So,
Shing.
We're going to pause there. We're going to go back to the house. So the two of you are holding Chloe, the Time Force Pink Ranger. You want to try and go down to the basement?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So you're heading down there. What's in your basement?
Just bed, gallons of water, some cans of food.
You have any burritos?
No.
Can one of you go back to my home? And they were working. They gotta be done by now.
I have beans. I have bread. I have soft greens that don't make sounds. I don't have a burrito because I don't use the microwave.
They're so good.
I'm sure they are.
Well, we gotta get you patched up. Then we can worry about food.
Okay. Do you have supplies to patch? Actually, roll to see if you have supplies to patch.
Okay. Oh, 3.
16. You don't. Good. Try to make your way to the grocery store to see if you want to get some patch of supplies or improvise some supplies by ripping up clothes and things of that nature. You do have your son's clothes up in his bedroom.
the Roomba's about to explode.
Yeah, we just heard some sound about some kind of error 5. If anybody knows what that is?
Charging error.
Charging error.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's the minivac. Never mind. Don't worry about it, everybody. Is this an important thing where the camera's going to show it up?
No, it's stupid robot.
It's just the Roomba.
It's a vacuum.
So I'm going to rip off the bottom layer of the bed sheet and use that to wrap her wound up in the meantime.
That'll work.
Great. Roll a d20.
14.
6. So it just rips pretty smoothly. It's an old sheet, so it's not, doesn't make too much noise. Also, you're in a basement. So you go over, see how painless it is, or she starts screaming when you try and wrap up her wounds. 8. So the first wrap, she's like, do you want to cover her mouth again with a sock?
At this point, I'm going to have to.
Great. So roll a d20.
Oh, 18.
10. Yes. So what do you do? She's like,
gently but firmly put my hand over her mouth.
And you're wrapping
the
wound? Great. We come back to the college with David and Dr. Anna.
Wait, is his name also David in The Guest?
Yeah.
Like it is on Legion?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Type
it actually is, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I'm going to have you...
Yeah, so what I'm looking for is in the music room, if there's like a stereo system that has a like remote control. The goal here is basically to create a constant sound at the university to ensure that everything goes that way so we can safely get into the town. Because as soon as this bell stops going off, then like they might go anywhere.
Great. Roll a d20.
Okay. That's 14.
I also got a 14.
No!
Roll again.
3.
16.
Damn it.
You open the music room, and the second you do, you see Andrew W.K.
No!
Who's just plugged in a bunch of instruments. He's got a guitar.
Okay.
And he's let's get a party started.
Okay, so we're... So I'm gonna grab David, and we're gonna run. We're gonna GTFO.
Roll D20.
7. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
You turn, and the second you turn, you see the monsters are heading down the hallway. You two can try and pinch against the wall as they make their way into the music room to kill Andrew.
Are there windows in the music room that we could, like, bust out a window?
It's fairly soundproof to some extent, so there is a window, but it's not the biggest window.
Okay. Yeah, I think we'll go for the, you know, silently press yourself against the wall, because we're not making any sound, so technically they wouldn't see us, because they can't see.
Yeah, and your sister, let's get up first! Yeah. So roll a d20.
15.
Oh man, 6.
Yes.
So you're able to press against the wall. David.
Oh no!
Ooh, 3!
Oh, oh, yes.
is only able to do about this before... Whoa! The monsters grabs him and starts ripping him apart. You get splashed with blood on your face. As this one monster's ripping apart, another monster runs into the music room and you hear, let's get up! Just cut off Andrew W.K.
Oh my god.
Just, he thought he'd be fine in a mostly music room room. But you guys opened the door!
Oh no.
You kill Andrew W.K. So... You're up against the wall as like David's getting ripped apart. His backpack slides against your feet.
Okay.
Andrew W.K. gets ripped apart as these monsters stand up and open their mouths as their like little ear things turn, waiting to see if they hear anything else.
I'm gonna stay still.
Okay. Cutting to the grocery store, you and Charlie Chaplin are at battle with a samurai sword and 2 forks. And he's being very quiet. He's Charlie Chaplin. So what do you want to try and do?
While he's coming at me with the forks, I'm going to deflect them, and in a moment of distraction from deflection, I'm going to take my hand and go into his throat like they did on The Matrix, and I'm gonna disable him, and then I'm gonna run away.
Roll a d20.
9.
6.
Whoa!
So you hit him.
Oh no, oh no!
So you hit him, and right when you hear he goes,
oh! I ran away!
I can't believe you punched me in the throat!
In my ninja shoes, which are silenced.
And running through the cereal aisle is one of the creatures that grabs on the Charlie Chaplin as his hat flies off and then perfectly lands on the creature's head.
I do not laugh. Although I want to, I do not laugh.
Ooh, roll a d20.
Oh. 8.
8, roll again.
Oh. 5.
9.
No!
You let out a little, yep. And the creature with the Charlie Chaplin bowler hat stands up.
I grab a ninja star off my belt and I throw it into a display of wind chimes. Ding, 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 ding.
Roll a d20.
14.
16.
Oh, no!
You throw it and it goes right under the wind chime. Ah! Missing. Missing completely. As the creature opens its mouth to have its little ear hole turn, waiting to hear anything. What do you want to do?
I'm gonna take my slingshot, and I'm gonna get a D20,
okay.
And I'm gonna flick it at the.
It's a grocery store. There's a lot of glass.
At the wine bottles.
All right, roll a D20.
19.
10. What do you hit? What flavor?
Cabernet Sauvignon.
So you hit this. The creature goes running that way. And the wine goes around Charlie Chaplin's body like blood. This beautiful red wine.
I give him a little bow.
We cut back to the basement. You guys have finished patching up Chloe when you hear at your door.
Well, I rush upstairs to answer it just to stop the knocking, because what idiot is knocking? Yeah, exactly.
What the hell?
You open the door, and it's Marceau Marceau the mime.
Why is he knocking?
Against where the door once was.
I gesture to him to just come in and then put a finger to my mouth, but also like make a look at him like, the fuck?
Roll a d20.
11.
5. He comes in doing like the rope. He puts like his little hat down because he's looking for some money. And he starts doing his act.
I'm going to go down and get Bartholomew because I'm not sure how to deal with this. If this is a crazy person.
So you go downstairs, you get Bartholomew comes downstairs, she's like, there's a mime.
There's a mime?
There's a mime.
Chloe's like, you should tell him to go to my house. Get the burritos.
Enough with the burritos.
What?
I'm not getting burritos.
Come on, man. It's gotta be cooked.
I just don't.
How are you cooking burritos?
I don't know if he's a crazy person, and if so, if he could kill us all. And we should send him away, or what do we do? Like, I don't know if he'll communicate with us.
If you send him away, you could send him to go get burritos.
I don't know how to communicate that in mind. Do I just tell him normally, and
I'll
then he
do
responds
it. She
in
starts
mind?
To try and stand up.
No.
You stay here.
Okay.
Just be quiet.
I guess we could send the mime to the grocery store to get, because she's going to need antiseptic and some other supplies.
More bandages.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So you go upstairs. There's the mime.
Yeah, we get it.
He's otherwise being very quiet.
It's
good.
He's just doing an act.
I mean, I have a $20 bill. I don't really care about money because I haven't made a transaction in 234 days. But I offer him the 20 and tell him, like, can you get antiseptic and more bandages?
So he takes the thing. Grabs the hat, puts it back on. Oh, man. 4. He goes out the front door. And your front door is a little bit of like a step to it.
Oh no!
He does a little bit of like a step, trips a little bit and goes, ah, my fucking ankle!
No.
This is a terrible mime.
He twisted his ankle.
Maybe if you gave him some money, he'll do his job right.
20. He puts his hands over his mouth. As you see, like, a creature making its way down the street. And he puts his finger up and starts, like, two. Oh, man. He takes one step, steps on his bad ankle, and goes, ah! Covers his mouth again. At this point, the creature's bounding towards the mime, who's a foot from your front door.
All right.
Yeah.
So when I go out, try to be as quiet as possible. So I wear all sweatpants, sweatshirt. Right, but I carry rocks to throw. So I'm going to try to throw one of my rocks.
Roll a d20.
Fucking miles. 17.
18.
No! Yeah!
You successfully throw the rock, hits the mime in the eye.
Second best outcome.
Damn it!
Ow, what's your fucking problem? Yeah, hit me in the eye! Oh my god! Right then the creature jumps on the mime and just starts ripping it apart. And your $20 goes back into your home. Landing next to your feet.
We just watch.
Just watch? So just this creature's ripping up the mime, back to the grocery store. The creature in the store is distracted by the wine bottle. What do you want to try and do?
I'm going to Naruto run over to the Twinkies, and I'm going to take some cloth out of my bag and take the Twinkies off the shelf and wrap them in the cloth so they don't make any crinkle noises and put them in my backpack.
So I'm going to have you roll for the Naruto run.
Naruto run. 18.
2.
How good.
So it's a successful run.
You see me between the aisles silently running past.
Great. And you reach into your pockets.
Take out my cheesecloth, and I put it over my Twinkies, which silences any crinkle noises, and put them back in my backpack.
Roll a d20.
9.
8. You are successfully able to quietly get everything in. What do you want to do now?
I'm going to make my way back to the front door, take a quarter out of my pocket, and put it in the little noise-sitting rocking horse machine thing at the front of the store.
Hashtag person is Andrew Dice Clay, and he has some new material he would like to try out. Can he manage to be quiet? Who knows, but let's find out.
Andrew Dice Clay, an appearance, probably with some very blue material that rhymes and is misogynistic. We'll see how that goes. So you make your way towards the front door?
Yes, the front door where that little machine is, where the children sit on the rocking horse, and I put a quarter and I balance it on the edge enough to where it will fall in and activate the horse just in time for me to Naruto run around the side of the house and go back towards my house.
So you're going to roll a d20 for the horse first.
That's a 5.
18.
The coin folds in immediately.
You put the quarter, it falls in right away, and almost immediately the music starts. Roll a d20 to see how good the run is.
Obviously, it's very good. 19.
17. So it falls in, which then the creature in the line stands up and runs towards the horse. So you're making your way home.
Luckily, I'm running the other direction, yes.
All right. 17. There's a creature at the back door.
I'm gonna take a rock off the floor and throw it in the bank that's across the way. Hopefully, that'll set off the alarm.
Roll a d20.
That's a 1.
You pick up the rock, you throw it. It does land in the bank, but there's no sound. There's no alarm.
Does it make any noise?
Nope.
I'm gonna take my squeaky Pikachu toy and throw that down the street, and it goes eep, 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 eep.
Roll a d20.
9.
14. You reach into the bag, and you find that your hand goes right through it. There's a hole in the bag at some point. Through all the madness, you drop that Pikachu toy.
Not my Pikachu.
So you could try and go for the front door, if you want. Try and go around the house and go through your front door.
Is it standing right in front of me?
It's pretty close. It's like circling near the back door.
Oh, it's circling by my back door.
Yes.
Oh, that sounded dirty. I'm gonna go to my neighbor's house where I can smell burritos.
Well, the burritos are in the house that was destroyed a little bit ago. It was across the street. Mm-hmm. Your immediate neighbor, Samantha, doesn't necessarily have food, but you know she's home.
I'll go see Samantha then.
All right. Roll a d20.
5.
4. You were able to get around the house and make your way. And at the front of the house, you see a little bit down, not that far down, from Samantha's front door. You see the front door is open.
This is getting too serious for blood curdling. What is this? 10 candles. Speaking of, let's get Mallory from 10 candles as a hashtag person.
No! No!
So, at the front door, you see, like, near the front porch, there's this mime that's, like, just lying there ripped apart. Samantha and Bartholomew, with the front door open, are standing there. While that's happening, we will cut back to the college. We have hit our first major goal, which is a life event. So we cut back to the college. The creatures have finished killing David and Andrew WK, and now they're kind of just walking through this hallway, and it's just you.
Right.
So what do you want to try and do?
I'm the creatures have passed me. They've gone.
Not necessarily past you. It's more like you're there, and they're kind of, but they're the closest ones, like maybe 20 feet from you.
Okay.
Like kind of walking through the hallways.
Okay, but and they're just all in the hallways, not specifically on the other side of me towards the music room.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's one that's already in the music room?
Yes.
Okay. I want to try and, like, take one of my egg timers and throw it into the music room to, like, keep the focus there.
Great. Roll a d20.
10.
2. So yes. What happens?
I take the timer off my belt and I, like, turn it just, like, beyond where I, like, just, like, a few seconds, so there's just, like, a slight ticking, but I turn it, you know, to, like, 5 seconds so that I throw it, and as it goes through the air into the music room, like, once it's through the doorway, it starts dinging to attract them in that direction.
Awesome. So, a thing hits, the creature's turn. Do you want to try and grab David's
backpack? I want to try and grab David's backpack. Exactly. That was why I wanted to send them the other way.
All right. So you grab David's backpack?
Yep. And then I'm going to make a run for it to get off campus.
Great. So you start making your way off the campus.
Yep.
As you're going, you enter the more neighborhoody area, and that's where you see down one of the blocks the home of Samantha, where Syl is standing out front. One of the creatures is like is around a dead mime, and Bart and Samantha are in the front door. Front door open.
Okay. How far are the creatures from them?
5-7 feet, not that far.
Basically, I want to try and go, like, get everybody into that house.
Great.
To, like, gather everybody together.
Cool. Oop.
He's the loudest, most annoying, most helpful android superhero wandering in the woods. Super Clippy, the paperclip superhero, is a hashtag person.
I don't want any fucking help. Stop offering help. Trying not to sign up right
as Super
resume.
Clippy, great. What do you want to try and do? Oop, 1 minute.
Big mouth, Billy Bass's hashtag weapon. Let's do it.
So does that come out to $50 total for the weapon?
Yeah, Big Mouth Billy Bass just completed as a weapon. They like work together to get that.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. So that's gonna be in David's bag.
Oh, what is it?
Big mouth Billy Bass.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That sensor-based fish that if you go by, it sings a song.
Oh yeah, if you go past it sings a song.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to try and throw it to like the other side of like where the creature is approaching the teenage girl. So the idea is that like it would be like here's her, here's the creature, it's gonna come, it's gonna pass the bass, and it's gonna make a sound, and then it'll go for that, she'll be safe, I can grab her and run into the house.
So you're reaching into the bag. To pull this thing out.
Yes, I'm reaching into the bag.
Great. So because we did hit of our first life event, You are able to grab the Billy Bass. You also go past the giant knife David had and slice your hand. So you pull this thing out and your blood is just going down your wrist as this fish starts singing, "Oh, my baby!" Or no, it's take me to the river!
And I throw it in the direction of the alien.
Go cool, roll a d20.
Okay. I feel like this is a weapon. I should get some sort of modifier.
I'll give you a +5.
Okay.
Wow!
That's gonna be 21.
Great. How far do you chuck this fucking thing?
I mean, I literally get it to exact. So here, so this is like, again, the scenario. So you have teenage girl, people in the house in the door, alien coming this way, I'm coming this way. So I throw it so that like as the creature is approaching, like with its little ear sockets open looking for more sound, it's coming by. And so like right before it gets to the teenage girl, it just starts singing.
Damn it to the rim!
Yeah, exactly.
So you throw this thing and this creature fucking books it.
Yep.
A young hashtag person named Izuku Midoriya, who must always yell out his attacks, shows up just for Rima.
You might need to help me with the
Deku
pronunciation.
It's Deku from My Hero Academia.
Okay, great. What's his name again?
Deku.
Deku, I'm going to call him that so that I don't have to butcher names.
That's a superhero name.
Great, works for me. So because you're also a doctor, you know this slice is pretty serious.
Oh, okay.
On your hand. It's something that would probably require stitches or it's going to get infected. But you throw this thing, take me to, and the creature turns. And even the creature, one of the creatures that, the creature you distracted with the airplane, mm-hmm. comes out and also runs towards this Billy Bass as these two things just start bashing heads okay. trying to grab this
And I'm going
to
grab Syl and like duck inside of the house.
Great. You guys get in. You're closing the door. Mm-hmm. Great. So the four of you are there. Where do you want to go?
We're going to go back to the basement because it's the most soundproof to check in.
Great.
I want to like quietly look through her kitchen cabinets to see if she has like alcohol, like just any alcohol you drink.
Great. Roll a d20.
Okay. 9.
2.
Yes.
You find, what alcohol would you find in there?
Oh, whiskey.
And how finished is it?
There's a fair amount because I've been bringing some back.
Clearly a lot of depression drinking.
Yes. Okay.
My son died.
Wonder why.
Your son did die. No. So what do you do?
I'm going to take off my scarf that I have on and I'm going to drench it in the whiskey and I'm going to like wrap my hand so that it like to, for right now at least, like staunch the bleeding.
Right.
And I'm going to drink just a little bit of the whiskey.
Great.
Just a little.
So the three of you make your way down to the basement. Soon joined by Dr. Anna. And you see Chloe, who sits up and goes, "You brought another person? Do you have food?"
I have, like, just some regular, like, some field rations, basically, that I got from, like, a Walmart.
Ugh, fine. She puts her hand out, wanting you to hand
it
to her.
I give it to her. I've already unwrapped all of them.
And she peels and starts, like, eating them up. So what's the plan? What are we gonna do?
Are there any other survivors in this town?
There are a handful, yeah.
I think that we need to, I mean, what were you all planning on doing? Just staying here?
Well, I wanted to stay in my room and read my comic books and look at my wall scrolls. It seemed to be working out just fine before.
I mean, I think we've all sort of resigned ourselves to just living out our lives in our homes and trying to stay quiet.
My sister's family has a farm about an hour's drive north. It would probably be about a day's walk, but I don't know if anyone's still there.
Well, it seems to me that getting as far away from any potential unwanted sounds is a good plan. I think we should all try to go there.
Okay.
And a farm, at least it's hopefully self-sustaining. Maybe they had some things stored up.
Yeah, my sister and her husband were very smart. They were very self-sufficient.
At any rate, we need to get out of this town. If that bell goes off at noon every single day,
those things will just keep coming and coming until you figure out a way to disable it. So your two choices are get out or fix it.
Well, why don't we try and fix it? I like my room. I'd like to stay in it. It has all of my figurines.
So it's up to you guys. Do you want to try and make your way towards the farm and get out of the town, or do you want to go back to the college and try and disable the alarm? Not the alarm, the
bell.
Bell.
If we go back to the college, I mean, we're just going to be holed up in the college even if we can fix the bell.
It's true. At any rate, you should all stick together.
Yeah.
I just want to go get somewhere and get burritos. I really don't care about it.
I too can smell burritos and have been wanting some.
I mean, can we make that on the farm?
Can you make burritos?
Probably.
I don't know about specifically burritos. There's a lot of different ingredients in a burrito.
What about dumplings, ramen, or sushi, anything?
Have you been eating sushi and ramen in the last 200
years? I had these erasers that were shaped like sushi, and I ate those. They didn't taste the same, but they had me over for a little while. They were hard to poop, but
I think maybe we should just go somewhere else and try and find a larger population of people. If it's the farm...
People make so much noise.
It's well, true. If they've been living this long, then they probably don't.
Oh, maybe they are monsters now.
So... It sounds like everyone, for the most part, is about let's go to the farm. Or at least get out of the town.
Yes.
So...
But before we go, I cut my hand when I found this stranger's backpack. It ended up being helpful. It had that singing fish in it for some unknown reason. But I am going to have to do something about this hand, or it will get infected.
Do you have enough pressure on it?
I'm a doctor.
So that's a yes?
That's a yes is the best of my ability.
Okay.
Where is the nearest surgical center? Or, I mean, I don't know if we could...
What do you need to fix that up?
Maybe I can chop off your hand with my samurai sword?
Okay.
There is the grocery store, which would have some medical supplies.
Right.
You know, I was at the grocery store earlier, and they had some medical supplies.
There is probably, a nurse's station at the college.
Yeah, that is what I was thinking.
There is that. And I'll say there's a hospital maybe about 5 miles down the road.
Okay.
It's not a big hospital. Actually, no, a vet. Let's make it a veterinarian.
I need good antiseptic. The whiskey's doing a hell of a job for right now.
You probably need some green tea.
That's not medically sound.
Oh. Well, we just made a lot of noise. There's a lot of noise coming from the grocery store recently. And the school, I try and...
Sorry about that.
Oh, that makes
sense. I got Twinkies.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
All right. So it sounds like the veterinary office...
Head to the vet.
I mean, they'll probably have sutures. Yeah. And that's what I need.
Yeah.
So you guys gather whatever supplies you can. With the idea that you probably won't be coming back, so Samantha, this being your home, what are the things you would want to take if you want to take any kind of... memories or photos or anything like that?
I take my son's drawings off the wall and I take those with me.
Syl, your home is next door and I'll allow you to be able to go and get some stuff. What would you want to get?
Well, I'm going to go back into my room and I'm going to restock on my ninja stars because I have a lot of those. And my samurai sword was bent in the last encounter, but luckily my whole wall is covered in samurai swords.
I was only gonna do one, but I have to get my child in there. Only this time he's a she. The giant female replacement baby is a hashtag person. Her name is Jimma.
Replacement
baby.
Why
is everyone messing with my mind today?
So a replacement baby named Jimma is gonna be making an appearance.
That's horrifying. I don't like that at all.
Bart, your home is, again, two blocks down, so if you want to grab anything from your
house... Wait, I also want to grab some wall scrolls.
Okay.
You guys are bringing a lot of paper.
Yeah, you should paper take vessels. The plastic parts out of those, then you can fold them up, hang them up with tacks.
Okay.
Emma, hey Emma, danger zone. Sterling Archer hashtag person.
Oh no.
Great, so I guess Archer will be making an appearance at some point.
Oh boy.
Great. So, and then we're gonna go to your house. What would you like to get? What supplies?
Pretty much. I'm gonna fill my pockets with rocks. It's worked so far. Hey, you laugh, but they're great for making noise. Fair. Quiet your pockets.
Any change of clothes, or do you want to still be wearing sweats filled with rocks?
It works.
Okay.
It works. Make sure you tie this tie string at the top so we don't see everything.
And then, and I've got, honestly, and for food, I've got a bunch of beef jerky. It's quiet. Just chew on it.
Great. So you're going to take a bunch of beef jerky. Fantastic. now it's about like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's still daytime, which is good. That's probably the time you'd want to try and get on the road. Mm-hmm. So that nothing is surprising you. And I'm going to allow, Samantha, you are going to have like a flashlight. It's like a mm-hmm. children's flashlight though. So it's got mm-hmm. like, maybe like Batman on the handle or something. Mm-hmm. But it will allow you to have a flashlight. So as you start making your way down the road, you see a car on the side of the road, and there's two brothers working on their car. And they stop and notice you guys.
Jacob Silly is a hashtag person who suffers from voice and modulation disorder. It's a very serious thing, and not at all a character from SNL that Will Ferrell played.
Great. So, these two brothers see you as you guys are walking down the road. And you can see that they have the top half of a creature strapped to the front of their car, dead.
Go over and like investigate what's going on there with the creature and try to gesture like, how did they kill it?
It wasn't easy.
Boy, he gave you so much information.
Didn't finish my
sentence. Yeah, just started telling me.
Oh.
Pausing for dramatic effect.
I should make eye contact more.
Could help. Wasn't easy. You have to be able to make a sound loud enough and long enough to shake them. And then you gotta try and take them out because their armor will reveal the true inside. We hit one with our car while playing some Andrew WK. I bet if we can get that guy to do a concert.
I think that guy's dead.
What?
Are you serious? Just have a feeling.
Listen, you can't know that, man.
Sometimes you feel it in your guts. It's like an energy thing.
My husband was very smart, and I don't think he lived in that Andrew WK guy. I don't know if he seemed all that bright, so.
What? They're really shook by this possibility that Andrew WK.
I put my hand on Dean Winchester's shoulder, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. He was like my fifth favorite musician.
We've all lost people.
Oh, man. You know, it's like, we've lost a lot of people who then come back from the dead. But then they die again. We've been on air for a very long time.
Where are you going now?
I think we're gonna try and make our way to Mexico. I don't know if those things are down there or not, but we'll see.
People have tried to make contact all around the world and no response.
Yeah. At this point, it's just going from town to town, or I guess in this case, country to country. See if anybody else has figured out anything. I mean, communication's been down for 100 days. Maybe someone's figured out something.
Are you towing that car? It looks awfully noisy.
Well, it was a great car until we hit this thing, and then I've been on the side of the road for a couple days now trying to see if we can find anything else. We're trying to find an electric vehicle, but those are pretty quiet, but then how do you soup it back up?
You don't.
Anyway, good luck.
Good luck to you.
One of them hands you a knife. So they go the opposite direction as you guys. Who knows if they'll ever come back? And as you keep making your way down, you come across you see in the distance another small town. You know where that's where the veterinary
hospital
is.
Okay.
And you see, walking around quietly, is someone named Mallory.
I break off from the group and I run to the side and hide behind a bush. That guy bullied me in school. I don't like him.
I don't think that your past really matters
anymore.
But
he was so mean. I had to eat my lunch in the toilets while I read my comics.
I'm sorry to hear that. Kids can be pretty cruel to one another.
Yeah.
It's true. I saw it on the bus all the time.
But if that person is still holding a schoolyard grudge, then they've got bigger problems.
He's probably alive because he's a bully. You can talk to him, I'll stay over here.
I don't think the aliens care if you're a bully or not.
Karma does.
I approach the veterinary hospital.
As Mallory, stands up and sees you walking towards the hospital, he then shrugs and keeps looking around at the ground, probably for something to eat. You see his shirt's all tattered up.
Aww.
We gotta take care of your hand.
Poor Mallory.
Can't save everybody.
Yeah.
Poor Mallory. The hospital's locked.
Are there any other doorways or anything to get in?
There's a couple of windows.
Okay.
Since this is a veterinary hospital, it's not that big.
It's pretty little.
Single building.
Okay.
Next to a Chinese food restaurant.
Cool.
It still smells good.
It's next to, okay. I want to see if any of the windows around are not locked, because windows have locks on them too.
Yeah.
So I want to see if one of them
roll
is
a D20.
Not locked. 18.
4. So one of the windows is able to prop open.
Slide it up and crawl in.
And as you make your way, as you enter the veterinary hospital, you see a man standing there in a trench coat. Long hair, longish hair, and a fedora on, and he looks at you and goes, "My name is Gadget. Who are you?"
Oh my god! And I just
are
go,
you breaking? Oh,
what the hell is going on in there?
You have to stay quiet.
Okay.
I dive in through the window and do a roll.
Okay. And where are you going to try and go to? Are you going to try and investigate the town more?
No, I'm going in with them.
Okay, great. So you guys are together. You see Inspector Gadget. He goes, "Sorry, I've been trying to help people. I'm an officer of the law. But now that society is falling apart, I figured I'd try my hand at surgery." He pulls back a curtain. And you see the body of... You see Andrew Dice Clay lying there going... "Oh, hickory dickory dock, Inspector Gadget can suck my, He certainly pats it. He's like, "Yeah, he's got a real foul mouth on him."
I want to look around for some sort of, animal sedative and just inject the guy on the table with it.
Great, roll a d20.
14?
2.
Yes!
You find some sedative. And you inject
and
it.
Yeah, I just... grab the syringe and I inject him with it so that he goes to sleep.
He's like, "Ah, you bit." Immediately out. Inspector Gadget's like, "He's got a real foul mouth."
Yeah.
You said you're an officer of the law?
I was an officer of the law. I don't know if the law's a thing anymore.
What branch?
Inspector.
You're a police officer?
Yeah.
I just want to say one thing. I like your fedora, sir.
I want to say one thing. You remind me of my daughter, who died. Trying to protect our dog, who was smart.
I like dogs, too.
Well, now they're both dead.
I don't like it when the dog dies.
Well, I didn't either. Or my daughter.
Wait.
I'm looking.
She got injured here, so we gotta take care of her.
Yeah. In what? Your experimentation, did you find any sutures?
Well, his hands come out, and he starts pulling up on a bunch of things. He pulls out some stuff, he goes, these?
Are they sutures?
Yep.
Okay, super. I will take those, and I will, I also need, an antiseptic for disinfecting.
Well, let's see. I'll roll a d20.
Okay. 12.
14. I think we used all of that.
Well, the whiskey will have to do.
Okay.
I have one more question, sir. With hands like that, who's your wife?
Aren't you like 14?
Yes, it's a very, that's on the top of my mind all the time.
17. I'm not gonna answer that.
Okay. I'm gonna wring out what's left of the whiskey just to retreat my arm with it before I suture it.
Great.
So I get a little extra cleaning power.
Awesome. And while that's happening, you suddenly hear music in the distance, like as if it's coming from a car. And you're hearing, the boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
No!
As this car comes driving up, and in the car are Decca, Archer, Decca. Super Clippy, and Jacob Hill.
What a team.
Yeah, all of them with shotguns, being like, come on up, you fucking monsters.
Oh my God.
I hide under the stairs.
Inspector Gadget looks out the window and goes, oh God, not these guys again.
We don't want any.
Yeah, no, we
of
want
this.
Nothing yeah. to do with them.
They call themselves the loud crowd.
Well, they're about to be calling themselves the dead crowd if they don't shut up.
They call themselves anything else at all.
Like, come on out, you pieces of shit! Archer's drinking a martini.
Where did he get a martini?
I mean,
how have they been alive this long?
She had alcohol at her house. Martini's a pretty basic recipe.
But driving around with it?
That's a good point.
Yeah, that one over there is called Clippy. I don't even know what the hell that means.
You should talk with the arms and everything.
Why is that young boy with green hair hanging out with him? I would have thought that he was slightly more intelligent.
I don't know. Listen, when the world's coming to an end, you do all kinds of crazy shit. It's easy for us in a normal society to sit back and go, would I really do that? Would I really happen? Nitpicking stories for no reason. But once you're really in the experience, you gotta let some shit go.
That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah. All right, well, let's just say
it's more about the storytelling experience and less about what you as a normal person would do if you were suddenly dropped into a mad scenario out of nowhere.
All right, let's stay in here
and focus
stay
on
safe.
This. Yeah.
I'm a robot man.
I'm focusing on suturing my hand.
Great. So you're hearing back.
This is a great time to do it in case they hurt yeah. or anything, because they're gonna go after them, not me.
And then you start hearing the screams of the creatures as they come out. Inspector Gadget's like, well, everyone but the child, you're gonna wanna see this. This is gonna get crazy.
Well, all that noise is happening outside. I'm unwrapping my Twinkies and putting them back in the cloth minus the plastic.
Great.
And then I'm gonna put bandages over the sutures.
Perfect.
Use my Naruto headband as a pressure thing. It's powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I just go with it.
So these creatures start coming out of the woods, and these guys are opening fire. It's having no effect. Archer's like, oh, we made a mistake. Jacob Hill's like, maybe now's the time to be quiet. As these things just start coming out. 2, he's dead. 3, he's dead. 1,
definitely dead.
Super Clippy's very dead.
Didn't exist in the first place.
19, the one driving the car is Decca, who does have some
Deku.
He's like, I gotta get out of here. I'm not familiar with the show. Does he have powers?
He sure does.
What are they?
He has a power that's called One for All. And so basically, he can, charge up his body and do, mega super damage. One of his attacks is Detroit Smash, but he does have to yell it.
15. So, Detroit Smash! He goes, he hits one of these things, doesn't necessarily go through it, it just starts flying away with it on him as it starts ripping up his back.
Oh, God.
So it just, crashes. Inspector Gadget's looking out the window and goes, man, that's crazy. I miss my niece. You know, it's days like this. I wish I was just fighting Claw and his fat cat.
Okay, well, we have to wait for them to clear, and then I think it's time for us to get on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd wait if I were you.
Inspector, are you going to come with us, or?
No, I think my life is here now.
Your wife?
Continuing to do surgery on Dice Clay.
Sure.
Until he dies.
We all need a hobby.
Yeah.
My goal is to make him his own robotic comedian.
Just make sure his foul mouth doesn't get you killed.
Oh, that's very true. Anyway, probably best if we all hunker down for the night because it's going to be night soon. Where are you all headed?
Just outside
to
of town.
A farm.
Mm-hmm. Outside of town.
Well, I wish you luck.
Appreciate that.
And Inspector Gadget goes and leaves the area. You do see the creatures out picking up scraps of Archer Super Clippy and Jacob. Just, it's brutal.
No.
So it does seem like this would be the good place to stay for the night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's hunker down.
Yeah, I'm going to back myself into one of these animal cages and close the door. Go to sleep in the fetal position.
Roll a d20.
3.
14. The biggest cage holds a tiny cat. So at most you can do is get one butt cheek in there.
I will back my butt into it. With my sword poking out.
So as night falls, Inspector Gadget comes in with some hot coffee, hot chocolate, saying me, and goes, why don't we all sit and talk for a while? I haven't had a good conversation with anybody. I mean, Andrew Dice Clay over here, I guess, but just kind of keeps doing nursery rhymes where they make some rhyme with the word cock or pussy. I'm over it.
It's kind of his shtick.
Yeah, I know. Sold out Madison Square Garden, did you know that?
A little trite, if you ask me.
I mean, it is what it is.
Have you ever watched any Studio Ghibli films?
Are you going to stab me?
I'm just protecting
if
myself.
If I haven't?
The loss would be on your own soul for having not seen a Studio Ghibli. I wouldn't need to harm you at all.
I do like my neighbor, Totoro.
Oh, good.
That is a good film.
I'm glad you like it.
So tell me about your lives before all this happened. I mean, I was a cop trying to stop a madman who had a cat and trying to destroy the world. And
where did you work?
With my dog and my niece. I don't know.
This sounds crazy.
It's a weird life. We all leave. What about you, man? What did you do?
Well, I've spent some time in the military.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for your service. I
appreciate that. Came back and then got a job driving kids around. But it was my calling. I love those kids.
Wife, kids?
No, just by myself. But, that's about it.
Kids are immature and mean and stupid.
No, there are some good ones.
I know.
What about you?
I was a pediatrician. Spent most of my life living, going to school, working in New York City. About 6 months before the attack, my husband, he was a cardiologist, and I moved back up to Rochester, New York. That's where he was from, to be closer to his ailing parents and maybe settle down a little more than the city life that we'd been living. Mm-hmm. We planned to have a family, but then this happened.
I guess a good thing then. If you had to take care of a baby, that'd be dramatically interesting, but people would probably nitpick it.
It was something of a relief in a sad roundabout sort of way.
Oh, man. What about you?
Well, I just discovered online streaming, so I discovered anime, and I was...
That's not your family. I want to hear about your family.
Well, my family doesn't matter. My call to destiny does, and I just started my training as a ninja when the aliens hit, and my parents died, but that's okay, because all parents die when the hero is their child, so... You know, one day I'll answer the call, and then I'll be a mighty ninja. And best of all, I rhymed. That makes it truth.
You know, that's just an invention of fiction, the orphaned hero.
Maybe just let her go. I don't.
I am the chosen one.
I think that sure. She has.
That's why I'm still alive.
Psychological issues.
Have you seen my ninja stats?
Addressing here.
The sad thing is, if you're a doctor, I'm sure you probably had some psychiatrist friends you could have talked to. But
I.
I'm perfectly fine. I don't know why you think I need to talk to someone.
It's fine.
Did you see your family die in front of you?
Yes.
Okay, well, I think we've found a core
thing. It was fine. I just try not to think about it.
No, I'm
not. It's okay.
It was going on before her parents died.
But
I will say it's gotten worse.
My fighting skills have improved tenfold.
Of course they have.
That's good. That's good.
What about you?
I had a son.
Husband, father in the picture?
No.
Any word on what happened to him, where he's at now?
The father hasn't been in the picture for the last 8 years, so not much difference.
Your child could also be a superhero. Have you thought about that?
My son is
child
around
is dead.
It's okay.
Has anybody noticed the color of the walls in here?
Well, perhaps it's time to call it a night.
Yes.
If I hear anything, I'll let you know. If you need anything, just, don't give a holler, but find me. He pulls out a little syringe. If Andrew Dice Clay wakes up, inject him with that.
I'll keep an eye.
Sure.
Is it weird that we're okay with letting him operate on Andrew? I mean, I'm not a fan of Andrew Dice Clay either, but is it weird that we're just okay with him operating him for, like, the perceivable future as long as it goes, or...
You want to anger the man with the robot arms?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in the same
Just gonna let that
camp.
One go.
I think there's a lot of things that could go very wrong with him, so let's...
Let's just get some rest, get out of here tomorrow,
yes.
And put this all behind us.
Yes.
Good night, everybody. He says as he closes the door.
Does it sleep?
I don't know. Is it a robot or a person? Unclear.
So you all start to kind of go to sleep, or at least lay down, getting ready for bed. Mm-hmm. About 2-3 in the morning, you start to hear sounds, mm-hmm. loud sounds of bore, like the floor. Kind of creaking. It sounds like there's things on the ceiling. As you suddenly hear the door to the room you guys are in being pressed up against.
I back my butt up into the crate that I'm sitting in.
Loud, hard footsteps hitting. You see the light underneath the door as this big shadow kind of crosses. Hearing in the room with you. Hickory dickory duck.
I stab him with the
roll a
D20.
18. 13.
Yes.
Where do you stab him?
In the neck.
You hit him right in the neck. Out again. So you know these things are in the veterinary hospital.
Right. Okay. So we need to either get them away from here or get out of here. What were those two guys saying? How did they say that they killed the alien?
They needed some kind of really loud noise, and then you gotta hit them with something hard enough. I don't know how we're gonna do that, though.
Okay. Is Andrew Dice Clay hooked up to some sort of, like, EKG, like some heart monitor thing?
Yeah, let's say he is.
Okay, great. Okay, so this is my plan. I want to, like, pull him off of the, like, life support that he's on to create that, like, buzzing noise. And then I want to, like, I assume he's on, like, a gurney or something.
Yeah.
And I just want to, like, when the aliens come in, as a starting measure, like, shove the body in their direction.
So we're literally sacrificing.
Is everyone on board with this?
Just making sure I understand the plan.
I mean, sacrificing Andrew Dice Clay?
Literally sacrificing.
I feel like this is horrible, but I already said, like, my opinion was letting him be surgically operated on for the rest of his lifetime is probably worse.
at least this gives him a purpose.
Also, I have guns.
Everybody has right. a purpose.
So get the guns ready.
Okay.
This is his destiny.
Okay. All right, roll a d20.
Okay.
I'll get ready to push.
10.
11.
Duh!
You unplug it. Who's gonna try to open the door?
I will run over and open the door and stand behind it.
I'm gonna push.
Yeah.
All right, roll the
D20. And she's got her guns ready.
That's a 5.
13.
No!
You go and the door's locked. Inspector Gadget locked the door.
Oh.
He locked us in? Yeah. That freak.
So you hear the footsteps as the creatures are turning down the hall to rip this door apart to get in there.
Okay. Step back and get ready.
That'll work too.
You're gonna try and push still?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna wait till they
Once
come in.
Once they bust through the door.
Boom! The door flies open. Roll a d20.
Yes.
15.
3.
Yes!
So you shut this thing out. These things jump on top of Andrew Dice Clay. He's like, and he wakes up just then to go,
good.
Ah, suck my cock! They're just tearing him to pieces.
We're out of there.
You're running?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
get
out.
Okay, all four of you roll d20s. 17.
18.
17.
9.
You just had to beat a 6.
So oh, good.
You're all successfully able to run down this hallway. As you burst through the front door of the veterinary hospital, the car that the creature had, like, all these guys had come out of, you see that the keys are lying on the ground.
To this car?
Yeah.
Do we dare take it? It's gonna be noisy. Yeah,
it's gonna be noisy.
But it's gonna be fast.
Okay, here's what I think we should do. We get in the car, we floor it to get to the edge of, like, the, to, like, get somewhere that seems sort of safe, and then we, like, just scatter.
Abandon it. Okay.
Yeah, and abandon it.
We can put a brick on the gas pedal.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually.
Here's a brick. I found one.
Roll a d20.
9.
6. So
yes,
you do find.
I did indeed find a brick. Lucky. I wasn't sure for a second.
All right, so let's put a brick on the gas pedal and send the car in the opposite direction of where we're gonna run.
Let's do it. Run.
Or great.
Or just so roll a d20 to see if hospital.
18.
12. So yeah, that happens. You guys are able to do that as the car goes. Four of these creatures burst out of the veterinary hospital running towards the car that's heading down the road.
We're running the other way.
Mm-hmm. Great. So as you start making your way down, Inspector Gadget comes running out going, wait, where are you all going?
We gotta keep running.
I was gonna make espresso.
It's pronounced espresso.
So as you guys start making your way down the street, we cut to the next morning. You guys have been going all night, and you're maybe about a couple miles away from the farm.
Okay.
And this is where it's becoming a lot more rural. Mm-hmm. There's not as many buildings. It's becoming more. Foresty and things of that nature. There's homes, but it's probably every couple miles. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be the most familiar with this because it's your sister's farm.
Okay.
So you'll be more familiar with the area.
Okay, we should be about 2 hours walk away.
Getting close.
Yeah.
Are there any comic book shops near your sister's farm?
I'm just going to tell you no.
Oh.
Because I don't think there is.
Oh. What's the point of living?
That's a good question. I don't know how to answer it for you right now.
Yeah.
It's important that those of us who are alive try to continue to live. Otherwise,
we let them win. And that's the end of humanity.
We have to follow our destiny.
Follow our destinies.
Yeah, yeah, let's go with that.
This is more on me than them, but I will say it dawns on one of you that you left Chloe in the basement.
Did we ever get those Doritos? Oh, Chloe!
I'm sure she'll be fine.
It was all the cause.
I'm sure she's fine.
It was meant to be.
Yeah. As you make your way down the road, you see standing in the middle of the road is a lone woman. She turns and sees you and waves.
My name's Gemma.
Gemma. Are there other survivors in this area?
I don't know. I think because we're so far apart from each other, if there are, I haven't seen any in a long time.
How did you get here?
I just kind of started walking. I don't know, I figured I'd come across something. People that knew something. Has anybody killed any of these things? Do you guys know? Are there any towns anymore?
I mean, there are towns. They're mostly empty, abandoned. People that are still there or dead.
Gemma looks at you, Samantha, and goes,
do I know you?
What area are you from?
From around here.
Do you know the Davidson family?
Oh yeah, they were great.
Where?
How do you know them?
That's my sister.
She kind of takes that in for a minute.
Well, know that they tried their best.
Oh, I'm so sad. Maybe it was their destiny.
Okay.
They held out for a really long time. Your nephew might still be out there. No one's found him yet. He might still be around here.
He could still be hiding somewhere at the farm.
Of course.
How old is your nephew?
He's 12.
That's not okay. That doesn't look good. If he was my age, I'd be more excited. Well, there's not a lot of boys.
That's true.
Yeah.
We have no time to waste, Ben.
I'm not going to ask all of you to head up to the farm to see if he's there.
No, it's okay. We can come with you. We're part of a party now.
It's worth it.
It's an adventure team.
We've come this far.
It's our quest.
I'm going to keep going that way. Good luck.
You don't want us to come with us?
I already know what's back there.
Well, it's a good idea that we go there then?
I mean, we came from back there.
Yeah, that's not good either.
I guess we're all on a journey of discovery.
Would you like a Twinkie?
Yes.
You can have a single. The other one's mine, but you can have this one.
She takes it, puts it in her pocket, and starts walking down the street. You notice she has no shoes, and her feet are bloody.
She doesn't have any shoes on. She do at least wear sandals.
I think those make slapping sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Smarter to walk around with no shoes.
Yeah.
Just get tetanus.
Mm-hmm.
So you're now about an hour out from the farm.
Mm-hmm.
We're making our way there.
I'm dodging between trees.
just do it quietly.
Of course, I am a ninja in training.
So as you start making your way, where you were when you met Gemma was it was more of a clearing. It's kind of like big fields and stuff like that. Now it is becoming more trees. It's a little harder to see in the distance, things like that. But it is kind of a singular road with a bridge. You come across a bridge. There's a river running underneath the bridge.
Oh, and the river is making a nice sound?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nice, consistent sound.
Okay.
I don't know if I should cross that bridge. All of the animations tell me if I cross that bridge, my enemy will appear and we'll have to fight to the death.
Okay.
Maybe I can go around.
I think walking across the bridge is a bit wiser than trying to go around it. We have no idea where this river ends. What's your plan for going around?
But a dramatic one-on-one samurai sword showdown is bound to happen.
So you want to try and go into the river to try and cross?
This is a really fast-moving river.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Maybe if I walk across really careful.
All right. We'll go together.
So since it was your idea, you're going first. Roll a d20.
15.
19. You trip, causing a loud splash.
Ow! Ow!
And you see through the trees. The trees parting as you hear the sounds of the creature.
I take off my wet jacket because it's dripping and drop it on the floor.
As the creature starts to come out through the trees.
What side of the bridge are they on?
I'm going to say since you guys tried to go under the bridge, as it were, through the river. So it's almost like here's the bridge, mm-hmm. here's you guys, and here's the creatures coming through mm-hmm. the trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Heading right for Syl.
Okay. So, go ahead.
I'm going to try to throw a rock onto the bridge.
Yep.
Okay, roll a d20.
Ooh! 20.
Great. You throw a rock. It hits the bridge. I'm going to say there's three creatures. Two of them start heading up there, and one is still heading for Syl.
Okay. I want to take one of my, like, timers that makes noise, and I want to throw it, like, to the far side of the bridge, like, behind where we are, to get it to go past us.
Great. Roll a d20.
3.
16. It goes. Ah! You throw it.
And it goes
into the water. Which means nothing.
Damn it.
Samantha, what do you want to try and do?
I'm going to throw one of my firecrackers towards the woods.
All right, roll a d20.
Yes. 6.
18.
No!
The lighting won't start.
Oh, shit.
Syl, this creature's barreling towards you.
I'm going to try one last thing before I take on my fate. I go into my backpack and I pull out those three little jumping heads from Spirited Away that go, oi, 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 and I throw them at the monster.
Roll a d20.
4.
18.
Oh!
You throw them. They do hit the creature.
Oh no.
But it's so close on the momentum at this point. Roll the dodge.
I'm ready. I'm going to, instead of dodging, hold my sword out, ready to impale it. 6.
17.
Oh, no!
The sword, just the top of it, scrapes against the armor.
For honor!
That does
no!
nothing. And
oh, no! Boom,
it plows you into the trees. And starts clawing and ripping and clawing and ripping.
An honorable death.
And because it's making this noise, the two other creatures that were on the bridge will start making their way down.
Oh, God.
Over to Syl's body.
Oh, well, I guess the rest of us just gotta move on.
Well, the rest of you gotta watch this happen now, because if you move, it's just gonna make noise. So, Samantha, this is not the first time you've seen a child get ripped apart.
Yeah.
Does this have any effect?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit dead inside, but this is horrifying.
Someone can clip that or make a GIF.
I think we need a GIF of that
I'm
one.
I'm a little bit dead inside, but this is horrifying.
Yeah. I've known Syl. So I've lived here for 8 years, so.
From out of nowhere, it's Tarzan, king of the jungle, #person.
Perfect!
Good timing. The three of you watch Syl get ripped apart, and then you hear, you see a jungle man swing through the forest.
Yeah. And we just like hunker down in the water.
Yeah. And these three creatures leave Syl and start charging, and you just see like Syl lying there, dead eyes open in the river.
Okay, the creatures went after Tarzan?
Yeah, it's still, right. Still super dead.
Yeah, we're going to keep going towards the farm.
Great.
Damn.
So as you guys, you're making your way towards the farm. It's becoming more and more dark as the sun's going down. It's probably about like late afternoon at this mm-hmm. point. And you get to the farm, and it's just dead silence.
Okay.
It's good.
Silent is good.
It's good.
I know where a key is under the mat to the back of the main house.
I'm not so sure that the house is going to be locked if what Gemma said is true.
That's a good point. It's just habit.
It's a good habit to great. Have.
Yeah.
Smart.
Well, and if the nephew came back, he might have.
That's
he
true.
Might have locked up the house.
Yeah. So I'm going to just try for the door anyway. And the door is locked. So I'm going to use the key.
Great. Turn the lock, open the door. And you see your sister's body lying in the living room.
I mean, do you guys want to go in and check it out and get supplies? Because they're obviously not here now. And there would be supplies here if we want to go elsewhere.
I think we'll have to stay here for the night either way.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go into the house. Yep.
Great. Yep.
We also still want to try to find the nephew, see if he's maybe still alive.
So you go into the house, and there's a door that can lead down to the basement. There's upstairs, and then there's a kitchen area where there could be more alcohol.
Yeah. I'm going to raid the kitchen to see if they have any sort of, you know, alcohol, any kind of first aid supplies.
So you're going in the kitchen, you're going...
I'll go down to the basement.
And you're going
to
go...
I'm going to have a drink.
So the two of you go into the kitchen.
Right.
You go into the basement. It's dark. You try clicking the lights. Nothing comes on right away. You two in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and you find... really nice, expensive liquor.
Yeah.
I just pour some out for both of us in plastic cups, obviously.
Yeah.
Like kitty cups.
Yeah, of course.
This is really sad.
It's like coffee mugs that say, I love mommy. They're like made
no,
like...
the plastic ones. They're like the plastic cups that kids drink out of.
Yeah. I like it to be a mix of you open this drawer, it's both little kid cups and like coffee mugs that people make for Mother and Father's
Day. They do that.
It's like your miscellaneous
too,
drinkware. It's not like where you put your nice glasses that all match.
Yeah, no. So you two are having a drink. You're in the basement.
Yeah. Just looking around. Anything?
Roll a d20.
Looking for supplies. 18.
There's a couple different supplies. Nothing great, but there's a couple flashlights.
Okay.
Things of that nature. Change of clothes if you need another.
All right. Grab as much as I can that I can carry safely, quietly. Start bringing them back up.
Start making your way up the stairs. Roll the d20.
7.
16.
Oh no.
So right as you go, stair one, stair two, you then hear a sound in the basement.
Can I see? Do I get the lights on?
No, the lights didn't turn on. You have the flashlight. The supplies you're able to see with the light from the upstairs shining in.
So
they can't see. So
right, yeah. So
it's a creature or the nephew.
Right.
So I'm just gonna turn my head and try to look without moving anything else, touching anything else, just to see if I can see what it is.
Okay, roll a d20.
Two. I can guess what it is.
So as you look and you peer, you see the head of a creature slowly come up into the light. As its mouth opens and its little ear holes turn back into the kitchen while the two of you are sharing a drink.
Yeah.
Gemma, that girl said that this family, they put up a good fight. They fought real hard. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what she could mean by that?
I don't know. Daniel, my brother-in-law, was very handy. He was really good with guns and weapons. And
do you know where he kept them? Maybe he was working on something to try to take these creatures out.
He has a workhouse out in the back where he would have kept most of his stuff.
Well, it seems to me that that's our best place to look, see if they left behind any kind of legacy. Also, if your nephew's as smart as you say, it stands to reason he might have hit out there.
That's a good point.
So you're going to make your way towards the workhouse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. So there's a back door near the kitchen. As you guys go out, do you want to try to get Bart, or are you going to...
Well, I have no reason to know he's not okay.
Yeah, we don't know.
Oh, no, I know. But is it shouting out like, hey, Bart, we're going to go?
Do we shout out?
I don't want to make any unnecessary noise.
So as you guys start making your way down, Bart, you see this creature like lift its head.
Gosh.
I'm going to have you, Emma, you're the last one out the back door. Roll a d20.
Six,
roll again.
Oh. 18!
15. You're able to let the screen door go quietly in the basement.
Okay. So I have this bundle of stuff.
The creature's maybe 5 feet from you.
Wow, okay. I'm going to take a flashlight and I'm going to try to throw it past the creature further into the basement and then run out.
Roll a d20.
12.
Oh.
Okay. So as you reach for the flashlight, some pebbles fall out of your pockets. Clink, clink. On the stairs, falling under the stairs below you. As the creature goes under the stairs quickly.
All right, I'm gonna run out.
Roll a d20.
Trying to close the door. 19.
You're able to run out, roll for the door close.
Oh my god!
17.
Why are you guys so quiet? The Rock says it doesn't matter why you guys are so quiet. Hashtag
person. So, and these things did exist. So as you're passing the door, you pass one of those Big Mouth Billy passes that the WWE made, which was their characters. Right as you're passing it, it says,
they did exist.
If you smell! But because you were successful in the role, you're able to close the door, and now the creature's bounding up the stairs towards the door. Back outside.
Okay.
You guys are you're at the back house, and it looks like there's a chain wrapped around the two doors.
Oh.
That does, if you were to pull it, a kid could get in, but it doesn't look like any of the creatures
have
ever gotten in.
Okay.
So there's enough room for us to kind of open it to squeeze in.
Yes.
Okay. That's what we're going to do.
Great, roll a d20.
Boom.
Seven.
What?
Seven.
Right when you pull it, it makes a loud creaking sound.
Crap.
And you hear off into the fields the chittering of one of the creatures.
Okay, well, we gotta get inside fast.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are able to get inside. Mm-hmm. You're now in the kitchen.
Okay.
And this thing has burst through the doors.
No!
And you hear, like, it doesn't matter, because it's passed by the Billy Bass.
God.
And it turns and smashes it with its own arm.
I mean, barring any other noises, I'm just gonna stand there as quiet as... not moving.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it stops.
Still.
It opens its thing and turns. So you guys are in this supply area.
Yeah.
And in here, so because it's your brother-in-law's, your family's, what's in here?
He has like maps and newspaper clippings. He has weapons. He has some electronic equipment that I don't quite understand. He has landmines and he has grenades.
He's a real survivalist.
Oh yeah.
What are you trying to go for?
Well, I know how to use grenades and I feel like those are gonna be useful, so I'm gonna grab some of those.
So right as you're grabbing some of those, you hear a little voice in the corner.
Auntie Samantha?
Huh? Aww.
Benjamin?
And this little head peeks out of some blankets.
Oh my gosh. You're alive. How long have you been here?
I don't know. I can't remember when Mom died.
Oh gosh. I'm so sorry. Just give him a hug.
He runs over and, like, yeah, hugs around your legs.
It's
back
very
in the house.
Goodness.
This creature is moving around, and then it gets, like, inches from your face. And opens its mouth to its little ear thing. And to, like, just hear the smallest thing.
I'm just going to hold my breath. Be perfectly still.
Back outside to the little house.
Benjamin. That's your name, right?
That's his name.
You're a smart boy. It was smart of you to come run out here. What was your dad working on?
He was trying to build weapons, trying to protect us.
And do you know what all of these things do?
Some. Not all, but some.
Do you know if you found a way to kill the creatures?
He walks over, and there's a megaphone thing. And he goes, "This makes a loud sound. It can hurt them if you're close."
What if there was some way for us to amplify the sound? Is there some sort of a radio or speaker system in here?
Yeah, in the house. And he goes running.
Oh,
he pulls on the door to go able to go through. In the kitchen, the creature's thing drops. Roll a d20.
10.
1. So the creature goes over you, missing
dang.
You, bursts through the back door. And starts running towards Benjamin.
Oh no!
At full blast.
Does he have the megaphone or do we have the megaphone?
You have the megaphone.
Oh, okay. Well, we gotta save the kid. So I like push Samantha out of the way just in case this does not go well for me. And I start just like yelling into the megaphone to like make as loud, like as high pitched a sound as I possibly can.
Great, roll a d20.
Okay. 12.
2.
Yes.
You do that. Benjamin turns to look just as the creature goes over him and heading straight towards you.
Okay.
I still have a bunch of firecrackers, so I'm going to... Oh, I have the grenade. Yeah. I'm going to throw a grenade
yes!
into the middle of the field.
Ooh. Great, roll a d20.
12.
3.
Yes.
So where do you throw it? How it happens?
I throw it out to the field. It takes a few seconds, but then like it explodes. It's this huge explosion.
So the creature right before getting to Emma stops almost midway and runs into the field.
Okay. We have to get in the house.
And by this time I've come to the door and I
yeah,
see
yeah, you're looking and you've just seen this show.
Okay. We want to use this megaphone to, like, amplify a sound to try to bother the creatures like we did before when we escaped from the vet hospital.
Yeah. Great. So you guys run inside, and there's, like, a radio system that's hooked up to some speakers around the farm.
Okay. That's what we're going to do, and we're going to use the megaphone to, like, amplify that sound.
Great. Roll a d20.
Okay. 15.
8.
Yes!
So, you get in, and you start, what's that sound like?
It's just, for whatever reason, it's just Carry On My Wayward Son. Like, you know, like, inspired by the Winchesters who taught us how to do this.
Great. So this starts happening, and it's so loud that
the creatures, and I'm turning the volume up as loud as I possibly can.
It's like, it's crackling, the creatures are like, start reacting in the field. The one that was running swords, because you threw a grenade into a field, it starts burning, it reacts, and it gets caught up in the flames.
Yes!
Okay, I'm gonna see that. I'm just gonna throw grenades everywhere.
Roll a d20.
7.
3.
Oh.
Yes!
So how many are you throwing?
I'm throwing like 3 or 4, basically just surrounding any creature that's now coming towards the house.
Great, so boom, 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 left, right. Do you want to try and do anything?
This is so epic.
I don't know. We don't have any more weapons. Do we? Is there anything?
There's
else?
A whole back house full of weapons.
Well, yeah, we have a back house full of weapons.
I don't think I'm going outside with that. Yeah, that
there's
thing
a lot of fire.
Is there an electric fence, like one of those crazy electric fences that runs around this property? If it's a farm property,
roll a d20.
10.
Yes, there is.
Yes! Okay, we should turn right. that on, and while they're addled, they might run into it if they're trying to get away from the sound.
So we'll say there's a box down in the basement, like an electric box.
Okay, I'll go take care of that.
All right.
All right, great. So you go down.
I know where things are in the basement.
You turn the electric box on, which then the lights come on in the basement, mm-hmm. the lights around the property start coming on, and the electrical fence.
Turns on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dope.
So it starts like as these creatures carry on my wayward son is still playing. These creatures are freaking out, just left, right, grenades are being chucked around. Yes. And the little kid is like looking around like, holy shit. and soon enough, and after about an hour or two of this, it seems like it might all be good. Because also the batteries in the
megaphone
start going.
Okay.
The sun is now setting.
Okay. Well, the electric fence is on.
Yes.
So, in theory, we've killed all of the aliens that we know of on property.
In theory.
And the sound is now continuous, so I'd say we leave it on.
Yeah. I'll take the batteries out of my flashlight and put them in the megaphone.
So you guys start to settle down for the night. Getting things ready for bed. You're choosing probably your sister's room, mm-hmm. I'd imagine, as you're all gonna stay together as night begins to fall and Carry On My Wayward Son continues to play. And
it's just on loop for some reason. It was just like a really long mixtape that only had that.
Oh yeah. Continues to play as we go down into the basement and we see one more creature raise its head up that you guys are unaware of. And it's far enough away that it's not gonna be driven into the electric fences. And that will bring us to the end of this episode of Blood Curdling Tales of Terror. Y'all, thank you so much for checking this out. This was a fun one. And thank you so much for all the crazy things you guys threw at us. We hope you enjoyed this one. If you saw A Quiet Place, obviously this went crazier than that.
A little different.
If you haven't seen it, though, go see it. It's great. I loved it. Going around, Scott, where can people find you online?
Everything at Norse Meat. And and then here tonight and tomorrow night is Indomitable, our HeroClix show, with a couple of the other people who are here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a real fun one tomorrow night. So
Why is it going to be fun, Scott? Tell them.
Maybe Kate will be playing some giant purple.
Yes! I'm going to end half of you!
In the Marvel Universe. So
it's going to be great.
It'll be good.
Can't wait.
Emma.
I'm Emma Fife. I can be found all over the internet, wherever Emma Fifes are sold, at my name, Emma Fife. Stick around, guys, because Pencils and Parsex is next. That is our Star Wars RPG, and I am on it, and oh boy, it's gonna be crazy, specifically for myself, probably.
Also, what's the thing you are doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow I am participating in the Women in Film Fundraiser Movie Fights Extravaganza over at Screen Junkies. So it starts at 3 o'clock p.m. I am in the second fight, so I probably won't be going on until a little closer to 3:30, 4-ish. I don't know. We'll see. And I am specifically doing an anime fight, so that should be quite a good time.
Kate.
Ooh. I would really, really love your support on my Instagram right now. It is at Kate in real life. I'm getting real close to that 10K, and that would support my photography, and that's very dear and near to my heart. So thank you so much. Please follow me on Instagram at Kate in real life.
Fantastic. And Elizabeth.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ford Prefix Kid.
Awesome. And if you want to see our review of A Quiet Place, we put it out this Monday. It's me, Elizabeth, and Adam talking about that one. So go check that one out. As for me, twitter.com/JurassicAlien. Also, I have a Facebook fan page I just set up where I'm putting a lot of my photography stuff. So go like that. You can also see the recent film stuff I've been doing and things of that nature. So go check that out outside of the Cineverse. Again, yeah, HeroClix. And go check out last night's, if you're a subscriber, go check out last night's Avengers RPG. I've done two now. The first one was real crazy, which is...
first one was real crazy.
Real crazy, which our patrons are able to get to. So go check out our Patreon. And then the one I did yesterday was a little more serious, and I think that's in our VOD. So go check that out. And guys, thank you so much. And yeah, stick around for some pencils and parsecs. Later.
Bye.